Speaking from the heart, though, like, I don't really know what I'm saying, like, a lot of times.
Hello, you guys. Welcome back again. We have more for you. We have more Kundi for you right here on my left
side. If you want more Kundi, just let Tiffany know. Kundi, you be back. Kundi's always in the cut. And everybody knows where to find Kundi.
You guys know us. Any moment that we have, we're going to get to grind. So we hope that you guys are doing amazing and are grinding every second that you get.
And also,
no matter if you're anywhere, if you have a chance, if you have a free time, dude, grind, grind, grind. If you have your notebook beside you, if you have your fucking journal with you, if you're looking at your phone, get on a fucking video or something that's going to motivate you, or look something up. Find something that's going to get you going. Let's say that you are in college, right? And then you have some type of fucking homework that you have to do. If you don't know how to figure it out, bro, there's resources now. Look up on the internet.
Okay. I got input.
That was kind of random.
Hey, just because Kundi says, Kundi does. Kundi's not a dumbass. Kundi, I talk to myself in third person point of view. This is my ego. Like, it's part of my fucking rap shit. So, yeah, get on with it, Kundi said.
Yes. So, as we already spoke in the...
Hey, Kundi, he be joking too, so...
And as we spoke in the last episode, Kundi is grinding every single day on his music.
Honestly, yes, I do grind every day, like... I could talk straight to you, like.
But. Please show him some love on the Rap Fame app. If not, we're working on greater things, you guys.
No, the Rap Fame app probably isn't gonna give me nothing. I took over that whole thing in like 3 weeks.
We're trying to work on getting him. He just got a mic, so we're getting ready to get a studio going.
My stuff's good. It sounds good. I try to give substance of how I've felt. Like, I mean, sometimes it's not all 100%. You know what I'm saying? People rap about stuff, but I try to keep it real. Like, I try to say stuff that I've been through, or like I've seen, or I've heard of. Like, it might be a person, an enemy of mine. I might make a rap about them, and it's their life,
and it inspires you because that's their life, and you understand their point
of
view.
They went through this and that, and I know
this is why they turn into your enemy, because at the end of the day, we look at our enemies as bad people, but they're not. These are just our inspiration to go keep going, because we love them so much that we wish that we would have continued the friendship. But at some point, we have outgrew them to the point where we understand their life and they deserve better, but they don't want to do anything better. So what do?
Hey.
They just block you out of their life, or we block them out of their life, because we just can't vibe anymore, because they're not listening and they're not looking at the same thing that you're looking at. It's just different for everybody, right? Hey.
I'm an indigenous rapper out of 918 Oklahoma, still Oklahoma, half white. I look white. I mean, but I'm native, you know what I'm saying? But hey, you want to hear me rap right now? I will do a rap without even cussing.
Oh, shit. All right, y'all ready for this?
Try to get people pleasing.
You know what? Yes, give us a little introduction of what you do, Kundi. He has a lot of freaking songs on the daily. He's sending me new raps.
I could rap on the spot.
New verses, everything.
He was like, who's this guy? He said, or it was my buddy, his name's Javi. And his son, he said, who's this guy? He said, Chance? He's like my brother. And he said, who's he? He said, he's a rapper. And I was like, I laughed, looked around. And he said, yeah, he'll rap right now on the spot. And his son was like, all right, go. I said, man, you want me to rap in front of your son? I'm going to say some probably cuss words and stuff. He's like, ain't nothing he hadn't heard. Dude, I went so hard. Those kids loved it, too. Like, I love seeing the smile on their face, just seeing me. I don't know. People love it when I rap, for some reason. Like, I don't know. I like seeing people happy about me saying something.
Yes. Because at the end of the day, bro.
Okay, go ahead.
I always say at the end of the day.
Yeah, go ahead.
I call at the... What I mean whenever I say at the end of the day, it means whenever the moment that you close your eyes... The moment that you close your eyes is whenever everything happens, because you're resetting your mind. The enemy can take control. God can be giving you a message. It all matters whenever you go into sleep. What are your thoughts throughout the day that's causing you to dream? I'm going to try to go to nurse school, yes. That's something that's...
Now you're going to.
That's something that's been in back of my head. I think I want to.
You can go to fucking Harvard if you want.
Shut up.
Hey, no one.
You know, I'm really good with my freaking hands and everything. I ain't gonna lie. I'm really perfectionist. Like, whenever I'm stickering at work, dude, I go super fast, dude. Whenever we're putting that wax in those little jars are this big, Kundi.
Yeah.
Would you be able to have the patience to put a fucking little bit of wax, one grain of wax into a jar?
A lot of things, Tiffany.
And then what if it passes over the 1 gram?
I'm not discrediting you now. Yeah. Wait, what is it?
I mean, I'm sure you can fucking do it, but I'm saying it's like the fucking patience, dude.
It's probably boring. It probably gets to get annoying, isn't it?
It does get to me sometimes.
Like, that's why I can't be in a real job. Like, that's why I want to be a rapper so bad and stuff. Or, I feel like the only thing I'm ever good at is drug dealing or rapping. Like, all these jobs be so boring. Drug dealing. I got ADHD so bad. Like,
hey,
I cannot sit there and do the same shit all day.
Listen, stop.
I'm not lazy.
You know what I'm saying? You're not drug dealing.
No.
That's the whole point.
No, I don't want to either.
Not anymore.
No.
That was the old you.
Yeah.
This is the new you.
But
what is the new you doing?
I'm rapping. I said the only two good things that I could ever do was drug dealing rap. And I did good at drug dealing. And I'm a good ass rapper. And I don't need to go back to drug dealing if I'm going to make money off rapping.
This is what I love about the process, you guys, and about the new creation that we're being. Because before, we used escapism and other things and trying to prove people's point, trying to, like, just prove our own selves. And now, we're doing it for the spirit. We're doing it for our feelings. We're doing it from everything and our experience that we did. So a lot of us don't understand the process because we haven't lived through much of our life. But it doesn't mean that you won't get there. You're going to be able to experience things. You're going to be able to go beyond your acknowledgement. It may not come now. It may not come, you know, in my life, bro. Let me tell you how fast I've been experiencing shit.
Jenny's the toughest mom, one of the toughest women I ever met behind my mom. She's a great girl.
I've have went through so much shit, through so much trauma in just 1 month of my life.
I could just look Tiffany in the eyes and I seen she's been through some stuff.
I've been through some shit, dude, and only the people that know me will understand my journey. It doesn't make me a victim, but at the same time, I can inspire others to continue their journey and to not act like the victim through the journey, because that's the past. What matters is, what are we doing to become better and to forgive ourselves and forgive the others that are responsible for our trauma?
That's how I was going to do a rap without no cussing.
That's fine. Let's go.
Oh, can I cuss?
Let's hear it.
I ain't even trying to cuss.
It's fine. I cuss here all the time. I'm sorry, you guys. I'm not perfect. I'm like working. I'm working my best to not see, I just said fucking. I'm trying my best to not curse on here. But just listen out.
Yeah, I jump on the beat. Hey, Kanye, been the best. You know I'm about that shit. I don't give a shit about no sex. You know you been the best. I'm the best. You talking shit, you never less. I know you the best. Hey, I know I'm the best. I don't give a shit. You know she's zesty, but that baby, I don't give a fuck. No, I'm ready. Baby, give me Becky, and I got it out the seat. Got it out the muzzle. Whip this shit, I got the dough.
He said he got the dough, but he ain't gonna let go. Trying to have a better life for himself and everybody else. Ain't no trying to leave the past behind. We're all just trying to heal at our own time. Yeah, ain't about a gangster shit anymore. I know, Kandi, you can do better than before.
Hey, I pray every day, I'm getting out the shit. I don't need no drugs, yeah, I'm getting paid out the way. Getting it out my raps, no, I never gave a crap. No, I did give a crap, I'm about my shit. She fucking shat, shitting, bitch, you know I'm kidding, bitch. You talking simming, bitch, simile. Give me shit, she fucking sip up on me. Hey, says she loving me, but my name is fucking Connie. Nah, don't talk about my government name. You know I'm about that shit, never shame.
Yeah. Me and Kande be grinding every single moment that we get. Yeah, chances are up in the skies. Our Lord speaks above, following the fucking next stand in line. Yeah, we're gonna be coming places. I'm not really that good. Yeah, got the king of rap up on my side. I'm just trying to go big places. Yeah, trying to fucking level up any chance I get. I know that we're gonna grind. Yeah, every single day I see Kandi, he be bringing the fucking vibe in the party of the house.
Hey, I never fucking said I wanna be with these fake friends, but they always want me around. Hey, I ain't no clown. You know where to find me, baby. I don't give a fuck. I've been depressed, sleeping in my bed, but nobody called my ass. I'm getting shit. I never got a bitch. You put you in the cat. Yeah, I beat the motherfucker's ass, but I had a problem, bitch. He beat my mama. I don't give a shit. I fucking hit that lid. I'm sorry.
At the end of the day, would you rather me hit in a fucking bar or hit at the C fucking D bars and get you to understand a little bit about what I be doing down in the streets every night? All right, you guys, that was a little, we should keep going.
I don't do nothing in the streets no more, but like a lot of my raps be about that because I did live that life. I mean, it comes to my head. It's a freestyle. If I write, it's going to be a lot better substance, you know, but my freestyles, everybody loves my freestyles, but it's just how it is sometimes. I mean, I say some hardcore stuff. Like it or not, I'm Kundi.
Kundi in the cut, he said.
If you don't like it, then, I mean, I do take discredit. Like, you can tell me it's not good. I mean, I probably won't listen to you. Actually, I probably would. I'll probably make a song that will fit your aura, you know? Like, I try to make substance for everybody.
This is funny because me and Kundi are obviously in a different journey, but at the same time, I feel like we're on the same level of spirituality where we understand each other's vibe and we understand what we have went through in order to become what we are now. So one thing about Kundi's, whenever I first met him, like, I had no idea if you can rap, right? I had this vision from a long time, but I just didn't start grinding until I lost my son, obviously, because I had so much feeling towards it. And I was just, you know, processing everything that happened. And the only way that I could have let it out was through just rapping, right? Because I just didn't know how else to. I would try journaling. I would try escapism. But at the end of the day, I had to let these feelings out. So yeah, Kundi, Kundi had lived so much. He has so much shit, right? That the only way that the only way that we can beat anxiety and depression.
Actually, the first, I don't know, like, we were just driving around, like, Tiffany like and her friends, they like to hang out with me. And we just going, I said, turn that fucking instrumental on. Let's hit a beat. And Tiffany's like, let's go.
We didn't even fucking know that we both rap.
It seemed like we haven't stopped since then, I guess.
And it's just so funny because I didn't even know, like I said, like everything that you put your mind to do.
I mean, I've been blowing up low key, and I pray to God that I do something with it. But like people, like they take me as a joke for rapping. Like they think that
they think that we're not going places. They be thinking that we're just doing it for fun, work for attention. Dude, this is our life. This is our
emotions. I guess they did do that stuff to like Tupac and whoever blew up Kendrick Lamar. They did say these guys, you're not gonna make nothing from this. It's possible. It really is possible. I mean, if you got a dream, you might as well chase it.
Dude, I'll be telling you guys, I didn't even know how the fuck I started. I was telling people back in the day, like, I want to do this. I want to be an actress. I want to be that. I always wanted to be everything.
I could have been a great actor.
And then people would laugh at me. And they'd be like, you can't just do everything. You have to stick to one thing. And I'd be like, well, fuck it. I don't know what the fuck I'm supposed to be doing. So the only thing that I had left was just to pray.
I just pray. No, I got it all stuff. Yeah, you know you ain't gonna stay. Now she threw me out. Hey, threw me in the cold. Now she want to set. Hey. Hey, I was 12 years old, but she threw me in the cold, beat my ass, said, don't give a shit. Yeah, Chance, got no cash. He don't give a damn. No, he's 12 years old. Yeah, she beat my ass. Yeah, yeah, cheap talk, bitch. I was 12 years old, and then motherfuckers gave me bars. Now they gave me bars. They gave me Zans. Hey, I was out at 32 degrees. Hey, the only reason I fucking live, because the cops pulled up to the crib. Let the cops pull to the crib, and the ambulance came. Oh, shit, Chance. Yeah, he had the pain. Nah, he was fucking puking. No, yeah, he was juking. No, he's rebuking. He was calling God. I don't care. I know I gotta stall. Yeah, I went to hospital, pumped my stomach. Hey, yeah, I was 12 years old. I'm telling my story. Give me my glory. Nah, my grandma just fucking like, why did you drink? Yeah. I told you, don't do that.
It's 12 o'clock in the a.m. Yeah, rapping these songs. We're gonna be chilling till the daylight comes on. Yeah, bright and like a lunch sunshine. Yeah, I be like brighter than a tulip, yellow back and white. I don't care what you gotta say, what my color is. Yeah, I'm still gonna vibe. Call it Mexican, call me Blackie in the house. Yeah, I don't care what you gotta say. I be fucking wearing my stripes like you never fucking said. I didn't know anything about my history. My culture, I was robbing from the house, yeah. Thinking every single day when I'm gonna come back home, when I'm gonna be able to see my siblings in the home. I ain't trying to be no victim, but now this is my story, and I gotta fucking grind, hey. Yeah.
Let's tell you something about our culture, indigenous. Nah, she Mexican, but we on the res. We don't get much, but we fucking flex it then. But we live it up, baby. We just ride around getting out of town. Now we gon' drown. Now we gon' thank. Now we gon' thank. I'm getting to the fucking bank. I got $20. Let's drink some Varsk. I don't care, baby. Let's get it. I'm gonna get it right around in the car.
Yeah, going through fucking babbing in the back roads. Yeah, gonna take you places. Yeah, fucking going down to your marble city and let you loose down. I ain't know where I'm going in. Then the spirit's taking control of me. Yeah, I am just trying to fight. I ain't trying to die. I know that my life ain't be the perfect thing, but I try to fucking grind, trying to be happy. Yeah, with my smile on my face, even though my problems are big, I just continue to trust the spirit in the place. Yeah, I don't know how many times I'm gonna fall, but yeah. One thing I know is God is on my side. Demons be trying to fucking get me. Yeah, and then at night I can sleep. Insomnia in the face. 6.
She said, God be by her side. I seen it in her eye. Yeah, I seen it in her eye. I didn't see no devil. I seen the sinner. Yeah, I've been a sinner. And I got a grin up on my face. Hey, that's new. Cause Chance never used to smile. Yeah. I don't give a shit. Say she like your style. Hey, yeah, I've been wild. I've been the child. Yeah, I'm the goat. Don't talk to MJ. Bitch, I know I'm about my shit. And I got it out the play.
Yeah, from the moment that I missed Chance in the cut. Yeah, I knew that he was gonna be the one. Yeah, to show me something else. Yeah, to fucking rubbing the flow and king of the house. Yeah, I know what he's about. Yeah, in that grinding moment, he don't have a job, but I know that he be grinding at home. Yeah, to make these billions in the dough. He has the vision stronger than I ever had. He's fucking grinding hard and surpasses me every single day. What are you doing hitting up? Go, let's go to the next. Let's go to the club. I am down to fucking ball. Yeah, I don't care what time it is.
I pray to God I said I had the vision. But I feel like sometimes I'm wasting time. But nah, these fucking fans, they be inspiring me. They said, Chance, damn, you about your bands. Now you about the shit, you got the plan.
There you go, you guys. That's a little intro, right, bruh.
Yeah, I'm done.
We're coming, bruh. No, let's continue. Yeah, we still got like fucking, we still got like 20 minutes.
We need to do a live show.
We still got 20 minutes. Let's hit another one.
Hey, once you get bigger, you do a live show and then like...
Bro, we already got fucking people listening. That's all that matters, Cundy.
I'm speaking this shit into existence. If you don't believe in that, then I don't know what to tell you, but this shit's gonna blow up. Just like me, I'm gonna make a lot of money and it's not gonna be unhumbly. I'm gonna spread it like I'm break bread.
If you guys haven't heard of the law of attraction, you better believe it, because we have the power to manifest anything, because with the glory of God and the Holy Spirit, dude, anything is possible.
I won't sign no deals.
Like, anything is possible. If you don't want to believe that, then that's up to you, bro. But you have to believe in something as much as you want to fucking live.
Y'all gotta follow me though. Like, I need a following. If I'm not gonna sign a deal, then I need a good following, and I'm about to get it not by myself. Actually, I got people by my side.
I mean, you guys be seeing Cundy on my story all the fucking time, dude. He be the fucking vibe. Yeah, bro. You be on my stories all the time.
I don't like that beat though.
You're a lot of people know who is Cundy. Yeah, back in the day. Hey, I was just hitting a beat. Right here.
Go.
A lot of people. He said, I'm gonna be big one day. Yeah, been having this vision since 2015K. I didn't know what the fuck was gonna go on. Yeah, hitting the trap with the fucking lows in the ground. Yeah, in the fucking Lamborghini in the house. Having the $1 million bills. I was paying the bills. Everybody wanted fucking come with the Cundy in the house. Yeah, roll around with my ride. Yeah, no more. They thought I was gonna fall. Had to fucking have a long time to roll and to grind. Yeah, now I'm gonna be coming hard 10 times harder than ever before.
Hey, it was 2013. I was a nerd. I was talking baby. Yeah, I was talking like the third. Yeah, but she hit that jock up on the shit. No, I was the jock, but that bitch to me as a joke. I'm going with the ball. Hey, yeah, I was baller. I know I'm a caller. That bitch gonna hit my poem. Yeah, I wrote it too. I ain't afraid, bitch, but I got it through the crew. And all these bitches tried to break my heart, but I didn't let it go. Yeah, I let the fucking shit rip. I bought a gun at 15. I let the fucking Adderall go up at the beat. Hey, yeah, I got a triple beam. You know I got a scene. Whoa, what the fuck's it seem? No, I started rapping at 13. Yeah, I had a dream. 2015. Hey, my daddy said you gonna be D1. I said, nah, I love football, but I love rapping. I'ma get it. I'm a motherfucking bad motherfucker. I can fuck any bitch. I've been a motherfucking man. I ain't no sucker. I've been around the shit. I ate a bitch. Yeah, I ate a pussy. Talking like it's supper.
Yeah. Had the fucking vision, like I said, 2015, yeah. My daddy said, why you fucking listening to the blocking song? Yeah, I don't know, I resonate so much in the road. Yeah, hitting the streets like didn't know anything else. Going high as fuck to the skin and ringing eye. Yeah, every Friday, single night, begged my dad for $4. Trying to fucking hit it with the homies, yeah. I was such a flirt, didn't know I was into women until I fucking experimented. The best thing in my life, yeah. I pray to God every single day. My identity, yeah, I feel grossed out, yeah. Don't know who I am, but these bitches be calling out my name, yeah, like it's nothing but the rest.
Hey.
What you trying to act with Toba G? Yeah, we grew up from the same club. Hey. Why the fuck you acting different now?
Hey, don't feel bad about nothing. I ain't bluffing. God say you know you gonna do something. Now you... Hey, you gon' go through something. Yeah, you got it out the struggle, but I got it out the muscle. I'm a talking shit, I bustle, and I got it, what the hell, you know. I never trust a bitch, but yeah, I think I trust her. I don't know, I'm busted. I don't give a shit. Hey, yeah, I ate it like a cussie. Now I ate it ice cream. Hey, yeah. Cream with the crop, baby, no, I did. Yeah, she said, damn, Chance, your hair flowing, and I wanna drop.
Ever since I met you, yeah, my life hasn't changed, yeah. I know that the vision was in my head, didn't know that I was gonna be presented to the king of the fucking house, yeah. In the G-strings, hit up with the plug, yeah, hit up with the gang. Everybody in town knows his fucking name, just Gandhi in the house. They call him Looney Tunes, no, let me call him, call me Lola, yeah. I be riding around when just Gandhi in the fucking road, yeah. Going fucking riding in the desert, in the road, city lake, let's hit up Bieber Gap, don't give a damn where the fuck we go. Marble City, we're gonna get less all tonight. 4 a.m., 6 a.m., don't matter what time, I'm gonna be dropping you off. Hey. Let's fucking kid it till the midnight, till the next day.
Hey, they
day.
Call me Looney Tune. I must be Bugs Bunny. Bitch, you know I ate a cake. I called it carrot. Bitch, you know I got it from the bake. No, you never fucking sleep. You know I'm wide awake. You talking shit, I ate it like a steak. You know I got the fucking butter, but I'm going, yeah, I ate. What the fuck, you know I never been a chump. Take you straight to the dump. Bitch, it was trash. I don't give a fuck. Hey, fuck with Tiff. I put you in the goddamn dish. I got the hit. You talking shit, I make it do the fucking spoon.
Yeah, he said, I'll be your protector anytime you need it, yeah. I'll be down, hit it, any bar, yeah. With my girl, I know I don't have a fucking job, but I am grinding hard as fuck because I'm believing in the vision that I got from a fucking long time. Yeah, now it's time to fucking shine, trying to grind. Now the million billy bills are gonna be coming, manifesting the shit. Love of a trust and exist, law, God is on my side, yeah.
Me.
We're gonna be going places, yeah. No, nothing's gonna be missing to your fucking grind, yeah. You're my queen. And oh, I'ma be showing it. These bitches is what it's about. Yeah, they're gonna be coming down like fucking raining clouds. Yeah,
ooh.
No, I ain't gonna have to respect you from the beginning. I try to hit your fucking DM. You didn't fucking listen. Yeah, no fucking bitch. They ain't trying to run me now. Yeah, with these million dollar bitches.
Ooh.
All these fucking bitches. All just gonna wanna grind. Yeah, with my homies and the bros. Yeah, they don't know what the fuck there was. What I'm talking about when they put me below down ground.
Ooh.
Yeah, you didn't know who the fuck are you was speaking. I am level up to the spirituality realm. You don't know who
Ooh.
The fuck I am. Yeah, I'm going hard until
hey,
I fucking
going
die.
Goku. I don't give a damn. You know I got it like a Roku. I got the remote. You talking shit, I've been the goat. I chained it up like a boat. Hey, yeah, I made a ride of shit. I motorboat a titty. Talking shit, I got a bitty. Little bitty titty. No, they big. I'm talking shit, I snack them like a twig. That little bitch, he is an ex. But she said I beat. She said I want you to beat his ass. I said, damn, that's a fucking laughing shit. I said, haha, big.
Right. Yeah, I know you many Christians are gonna be judging for every verse I say. Yeah, you don't know how I be living every single time I read the Bible. I be angry when that fucking thing in my brain. Yeah, every
Ooh.
Repetitive. Yeah, going to the hospital when I had my son in pain. Yeah, I
Ooh.
Can do everything through Christ. Yeah, he's the only one that has my back. Every single time I fucking drove myself. Yeah, back and forth. I knew that
right.
I had someone by my side.
Hey, I think I feel the Holy Spirit. Yeah, I'm gifted. I was in Bronx office. I was dying. I ain't even lying. Yeah, I took my daddy's pills for the thrill. I ain't even gonna cuss. God said, go to bed. Nah, I fucking went to sleep, but that shit gonna creep. Nah, I fucking couldn't swallow nothing. My
Damn.
Tongue is fucking going out my... I almost died in that office. But Brunk said, what you take? I said, I'm going off for heaven's sake. Praying on my knees. Chance Cunny. He almost died up on the shit. He almost died, bitch.
Dude, we have so many experiences, and I think
this is gonna blow
we
up.
Are literally
hey,
together for
it's
a reason
it's
right now.
It's Cunny and Tiff. Hey, y'all watch this. Like, this is substance. You would love it.
Like, we're literally telling you an experience that... Something that you haven't done, bruh. I don't know who listens to it. I really hope, I wish I knew. Like, there's a few people that listen that they think they're doing bad. But they're not, dude. They're just... They have to follow the process. They have
Everybody's
to be patient.
On different levels.
Literally.
Yeah.
Like, we're all on different levels. Like, don't be feeling bad because you're not understanding
like,
what I say or because you...
Like, 2 or 3 years ago... You know what I'm saying? I could have fucked 5, 6 bitches in one night, like... But I'm not doing that shit right now, you know what I'm saying? Like,
that was me, bro.
I feel bad about that shit I did. I lost my...
Dignity.
I lost my virginity to my substitute teacher. She turned me into a freak, and I became a fucking creature.
Listen, sometimes we have to lose our dignity to realize the power that we have within us, because society has made us feel.
Is that molestation?
She took advantage of you.
But I had her up. I had her up first, though.
And Kundi, he shares this with everybody, so don't feel bad if, you know.
I will never say the person's name. Like, it's never going to happen. Like,
yeah.
But, like, I like to be open about it because it gave me a little bit of trauma, honestly, to myself. Like, it hurt a lot of my relationships and myself, honestly. And honestly, it did, yeah.
Sometimes our trauma, it's good to speak about them because the more we speak about them.
Sometimes our trauma, I'm talking Obama, I'm talking presidential, you know, talking shit, I never got the pencil. This is straight up about the dough, I'm not talking medulla oblongata, bitch, you know I'm plotting, I don't give a shit. Hey, I ain't plotting on nothing, I just tell you right. Baby, I ain't give a fuck, I ain't going to bed tonight, because I got the vivid lucid dreams, and I just seen a man eat that bitch's face up all my fucking dreams, that was weird.
Yeah, got my innocence stolen at a young age. That the sense of them, me from being nice being. Yeah, I'm gonna be trying my best to follow the example. I'm not perfect. Yeah, hey. I know I'm gonna be making mistakes.
Hey, no. I'm gonna turn off. Hey, like, I don't know. If you've been through like molestation and shit like that, I guess I got molested or whatever.
You gotta take an advantage of. It's just called getting taken at a young age.
Have you openly said, are you getting one?
Hang on.
Let's pause it real quick.
Sorry, you guys, we're back.
Yeah, we had a little technical difficulties.
But yes, you guys, literally, you're not the only one that has been taken advantage. But that doesn't make us the victim.
What I was saying, I remember what I was saying. Like, I went through this at a young age. I was 15 years old. And this teacher, like, I lost my virginity to her. She was a substitute teacher. I don't know, people that have listened to this, if they're around here, they might even know who it was, probably. But I will not say no names. Like, I'm not trying to get nobody in trouble. I'm just saying what the trauma it brought to me.
Yeah.
And like, this girl, she tried to say that she was in love with me and stuff. It was weird to me, kind of. But like, she took advantage of me bad, I feel like. And it turned me into like a sex deviant for a long time. Like, I did a lot of bad sexual stuff. Like, I'm not even proud of, you know what I'm saying?
Whenever your flesh takes control.
Like, I just feel like I just fuck. Like, but it's not even all about that. Like, it was bad times. Like, the times that I was like that.
Your trauma will turn you into a person.
I went celibate for a whole year. It was awesome.
Your trauma will turn you into a person that you never met. But whenever you overcome that person that you never met, you're going to become in love with that person because you're starting to create new boundaries. You're starting to create new things for yourself that you never thought you could. So don't be scared to change. Don't be scared of change. Be you, but also accept change in your life and continue to grow as the person that you need to be. Because if you don't grow, dude, you're going to be putting yourself, there's so much depression, there's so much anxiety, there's so much shit that you don't even need to be worrying about. You're creating this burden for yourself. Bro.
I did that shit to myself. Like,
if you feel something, dude, if your gut's telling you something, fucking do it. Because whenever our mouth speaks, that's how our heart feels. And sometimes sometimes our heart feels more than what our gut is telling us. Sometimes our heart is going to confuse us and telling us, stay. And if you continue to stay, you're going to lose yourself, bro. So this is probably a warning. Because my heart kept telling me to fucking go. No. My gut kept telling me to go. All the red flags kept telling me to go. But also, my heart told me to stay.
You can lose yourself more than once, too, and find yourself again.
Yes. So don't be scared. At the end of the day, if this is going to stop you from doing something right now, how you're listening to it, then don't do it. That's your gut telling you. And if you feel like you need to stay, then stay. Because at the end of the day, you're going to learn a lesson anyways. You're not wrong for staying. Because the more that we put our heart through it, the more it's going to learn and the more we're going to thicken our skin. I don't know if that makes sense to you, but the more we're going to become stronger to the next situation in life and in life. And this is Happy Mother's Day to all of you women. We should fucking rap.
Happy Mother's Day, beautiful women. Yes.
We should do another, like, a rap for the women.
Another because, rap? Okay. A topic rap?
Yes, because at the end of the day, you topics. Women are fucking strong. You are awesome. You're amazing.
We're in the 90s.
You put up there so much in this generation right now that you wouldn't have before. But it had to happen this way for you to become stronger for the later days to come.
Mothers and women are the backbone of this country, of not just this country, this earth. Like, I love women. Like, I love being around women like myself. like, I never really had a father's figures and stuff, so women's always been there for me.
See, this is the difference between men and women. Turn it down, Kendi. This is the difference. Men, society has created men because at the end of the day, it's not their fault if you pay attention. It's the society that we have fucking grew up in and built us this
The society makes, you're supposed to, the man's supposed to look like this or do this or that.
Yes.
And the woman's supposed to, no, you're supposed to be even, like, 50-50, like, or even not, like, you might do your own thing. The man might be doing dishes and the woman's, you know what I'm saying, she's at work grinding, and but he's taking care of the kids, you know? It doesn't matter, like,
it's literally
people 50, put 50, labels on stuff. Hard. Labels is what I'm saying, labels.
I think, and you know, hang on. All right, you guys, we're going to leave it right here because we're going to go hop in into the other one because I don't want to keep you guys so long on this one.
Love you,
Cody. I love you guys.
You know it's
peace.
Hey, you know it's coming.
We'll see you guys in the next episode.
Bye. Freestyle?
Yes. All right, this is for you ladies. We got to stop it, but I'm this sorry. Is us. And this is for all the mothers out there.
I'm sorry, Mama.
Thank you so much for listening.
Hey, it's Mother's Day. I'm sorry, Mama. I'm sorry I slang at you. I'm sorry I slang at your house. I'm sorry I slept on your couch. Yeah, you always believe in me, I ain't no slouch. You said Chance, yeah, he's fucking special. No, he ain't special, lad, but he's about his shit, you better invest. Ay, she ain't never talked no shit about fucking Cunny. He's about his money, now she seen it. She seen me whip them braids, and she never talked that shit. She just said, hey, that's my partner, that's my fucking son. You talking shit, hey, I love her, I gave her flowers. I'm talking shit, yeah, go on out there.
Yeah.
Damn, that was deep.
It was. Here, yeah, I know, Mama, we don't have the best relationship in the world, but I do acknowledge every single time that you told me so, every single time that you fucking cared about me. Tell me that's not the man for your life. I see you in a better place, in a different situation. I'm sorry that I'm not the ladylike type of person that you wanted me to be like, but now I am gonna tell you everything through my songs and my feelings that I love you and I didn't mean to hurt you anytime that you didn't know what was going on. I still respected you. I still wanted to know how the fuck you fucking did it for so many years, huh? Gratitude, yeah, you fucking stayed a long ways. I didn't understand many days I prayed, huh? How does my mama do it? Yeah, she is so strong in the fucking hood. I didn't know, I didn't understand every single time. Yeah, Tiffany, dress up too, go to church, wake up. Yeah, how are you gonna go like that to school? She was trying to save me from the fucking cruel world, yeah. You were born alone, you don't know, need no friends. Yeah, why are you talking so? Yeah, why are you trying to fit in? Why are you trying to get in fights? Trying to fucking prove something that you're not. I told her, Mama, yeah, I don't know anything else. I just can't, I don't understand. You will never understand. I could never really come out to her. I just didn't know that she would understand someday. I told her, yeah, I'm gonna become gay. She said, no, yeah, I think you're just confusion. Need some time to realize who you really need in your life. No, maybe you don't know my experience, Mama. I'm sorry.
I think I'd just be rapping on the beat just to hear somebody listen to me. Hey, nobody really listen, but I'm talking, baby. Yeah, everybody wanna listen. Yeah, you wanna fucking listen, but I'm whipping chickens and I've been with the shit. Now they wanna listen now because I'm blowing up. Now they wanna listen now because I'm blowing up. I'm talking shit about another bitch, you know I got it up.
I promise you one day I'm gonna give you that penthouse that you deserve. You deserve the whole world. I'm sorry we're not talking, but someday I know that the Lord's gonna make me so. Yeah, coming to you, bring you the flowers and everything you deserve. Yeah, Mama, I know that I was the one that too took you to places and made you feel right. Yeah, I was the daughter you never had, but I didn't wish to fucking treat you and treat you this bad. Yeah, I just had to give you space, had to give you some time to fucking reflect everything that was going on.
Tiff, don't feel bad. Don't apologize to your mom. She knows the trauma that she got all about the bond. I'm just going off the head. You know I keep it real. Tiff, hey, be my baby girl.
Yeah. Happy Mother's Day to all the strong mamas out there that knew to know how to make it straight for their children. All they care about is them first.
Hey,
don't
Sarah,
even take
Erica,
a break.
All y'all. Hey.
Shout out to all of my homegirls. Yeah. Strong as us. Fuck
y'all.
Yeah.
Y'all are great mothers for sure. Yeah.
Yes.
Y'all keep it real.
Happy Mother's Day. Loves.
Y'all
love
always
you.
Kept it real. Erica and Sarah. I love y'all.
Love y'all.